Item 13B, approval of the school budget for fiscal year 2015-2016.
Make a motion to approve the Wrangell Public School budget for fiscal year 2015 through 2016.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Yes.
I have a question for this superintendent, if it would be appropriate.
Sure. You come forward, state your name and address for the record, please.
Patrick Mayer, Superintendent, Wrangell Public Schools, 921 Case Avenue, Wrangell.
Thanks, Patrick. One question I had, I know there was a fair amount of consternation around the food service program and the removal of that or the non-removal of that. And as I'm looking, are we going to lose any personnel because we maintain that program?
Are we going to lose personnel?
Teachers or ancillary staff?
Oh, okay. Well, we built our budget originally on a 3.5% reduction. The state was going to take 4.1%. Legislature was going to reduce the allocation for education 4.1%. And so we built our budget at 3.5% when they made their adjustment to how much they were going to take out of the BSA. So, any time that you have conflicting needs for money, the impact on personnel could be there. What we ended up doing last night, I don't know if everyone's aware, is we did pull out of the contract with NANA Management in hopes of having a discussion at a subsequent meeting regarding providing our own food service that would result in roughly a $60,000 savings to the district. So based on that and the number of non-tenured teachers that we have in terms of contracts that have not yet been approved, if we had that additional $60,000 and did it locally, then we would not be really in a situation where I believe we'd have to reduce staff, if that kind of answers in a roundabout way what your question is.
So, Patrick, what I think you're saying,
sure,
is that we've canceled the contract, mm-hmm, which has got a $60,000 saving to the budget.
Correct.
And that we haven't offered out the tenured positions at this point.
Correct.
And we're holding back doing that because of the potential that in order to provide this program, we may have to not have those contracts.
Well, actually, the reason that contracts were withheld was because there's of all the uncertainty surrounding the state budget right now. And okay, we hope there might be some clarity between now and the special meeting that's coming up. But I don't know what the likelihood of that is, if anybody's got a clearer crystal ball in mind. But
okay, so after we save the $60,000, what is the cost of this food service program?
And what is the amount on that?
I think it's about 60.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was about $57,000, $57,900, based on employee costs and the cost of the food. So, and that would result in us with an actual $60,000.
Department, can I get a member to call me here?
Sorry. That's louder than myself.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Any further questions? Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Any further discussion? Call roll, please.
Assemblymember Stecker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, proposed ordinance number 901. An ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amendment chapter 5.04, property tax, amending the due date and the penalty and interest for late payment relating to property taxes. This is a first reading.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 901 and move to a second with a public hearing to be held on May 26, 2015.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Yes.
I read what Lee had sent out on this, and I really like this idea. I think one payday would be so much more efficient and save us that much more money in processing and everything, so I'm all for it.
I just think like the item before there, it takes some education, and I think we shouldn't, as far as the penalties go, shouldn't be too strict on people if they don't realize the date because it's changed. Use a little common sense. Yes.
We don't have any common sense in the finance department. No, we think it's something that is, and because the, sorry, you can hit me there. No, we think because the date is later and there's only one payment, before it was middle of August and December 15th, middle of August, our auditors are always here. It's a real busy time during the summer. December 15th is right before Christmas. That's a terrible time to be paying your taxes. Ketchikan, Sitka, Petersburg, Juneau, they all have a one payment date. And it's a lot easier if you are paying late. Then you got to calculate the interest from the first payment that they were late, and it's a different amount, and it's complicated there. So for a bunch of reasons, I think this makes sense. And because it's actually a month later than it is now, so if they're late, they knew it was in August, so if they paid late then, they still had till. So we're, I don't know if we can be too forgiving there, but we'll do a lot of advertising. All that information will come out on the tax bill, so hopefully nobody will be surprised. And like I said, we'll do some education in the paper, and like I said, when the tax bills go out, we'll probably send something that says something.
Yellow slip or something.
Yeah, something that they'll realize there's a change. So.
Any further discussion? Vote, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, proposed ordinance number 902. An ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adding a new chapter 5.26 to Title V, Revenue and Finance of the Wrangell Municipal Code to establish the investment policy and objectives for the swimming pool fund. This is a first reading.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 902 and move to a second with a public hearing to be held May 26, 2015.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Yes?
I think you explained this to me before, but maybe it takes twice to sink in. Could you describe why we're setting up a separate fund instead of lumping it in with the permanent fund, but sort of knowing what the separate balances are all in one?
I think a couple of reasons. First of all, at this, our investment person that we talked to about this, he really suggested it be separate. They're for two separate purposes. And if you commingle the funds, even though you may have pretty much the same policies, over time, there could be where one is getting out of whack with the other. I think the other thing we talked to him about is right now, stocks have been pretty high, and there's certainly discussions on the TV from time to time that some of them are overvalued. The last time we did this with our permanent fund, we hit the market exactly at the wrong time. So his recommendation would be to have a separate fund, pretty much similar to the permanent fund, with the similar parameters in what you can invest in and what percentages you can have in stock and how much you have to have in fixed equities and so forth. But I think the idea is with this fund, for a period of time beyond the more conservative end of that, as you start off and then as you get it in there and then being invested over time, you know, you would move up to where we are with our permanent fund. But I just think it's, after I talked to him, it's just better to have those split. It's, like I said, it's for two different purposes, and I think that's the only clean way to keep them separate. But the policies are very similar, so there shouldn't be, you know, over time, there shouldn't be much difference between the two of them.
Any further discussion? Call vote, please.
Assembly members Prasanka?
Yes.
Oh, excuse me. Blake?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. We'll recess this meeting for 5 minutes at 7:55. Reconvene this meeting at 8 p.m. We're on item 13E, approval of a budget amendment from CPB, the Commercial Passenger Vessel Funds, to match Trails Grant Funds.
I move to approve the FLAP Mount Dewey Trail Grant and to authorize the matching portion in the amount of $43,768 to come from the Commercial Passenger Vessel Reserve Funds.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
What does FLAP stand for again? Just curious. I got to say it. I want to know what it means.
You stumped him.
Off the top of my head,
I just read it.
Big long name. I, you know, off the top of my head, I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll just go with FLAP.
Go ahead.
I don't know what FLAP is, but it's a federal grant. The CPV funds are funds that we get from the state in a revenue sharing type of thing for the head tax that they charge to cruise ship members. And so we have some funds there, and the only thing you can spend those funds are tourism related. So we have done that in the past. The banners you see on Front Street, some things like that are what we use that for. Trails are a big part of the tourism program. A lot of people that come here and visit, you know, enjoy the different trails we have. And so this is an addition to that. But again, that's all you can spend the money for. So.
I'm just curious, do you know roughly what the commercial passenger vessel funds are each year to Wrangell?
I can tell you that it is so different from year to year. 1 year we got $1,700. Mm-hmm. This year we got $24,000. And I have heard that the state issues that they're just going to keep all the money. Mm-hmm. From now on, so we won't be getting anything in the future. Mm. And I think when we did this, we had 60-some thousand dollars in reserve. So there is money to do this, but there may be not be any money in the future in this program. Mm.
I had the thought of, you know, if it could be used to sort of make loan payments on a boardwalk out front here. Sometime in the future. That's just food for thought.
So, thank you. So, in essence, we are going to spend this down on this project. If there's no more funds coming, we have roughly $60,000 in reserve. This is a one-shot deal. I'm not opposed to the project. I'm just curious how we came upon this as the project. Was there a list proposed? Were there other options?
No, I think this was brought to the assembly last year for the trail idea, and the assembly at that time endorsed the project and, you know, asked us to or approved us to move forward looking for grant funds. And this, I think, at that time this was going to be the matching source. So that's kind of how it came to be.
Thank you.
Is this a 50-50 match on this? No.
I think it's almost $500,000. We've got to put in 9.03%. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a pretty
good deal.
So it's a pretty good size project, actually, and hopefully some local contractor will get the project. There isn't any reason that there's several of them that could easily do this. So
if we don't do this, then the project goes away, or we.
We have to come up with some grant matching money, or we can't accept the grant. Okay. So.
Any further discussion? Poll, please.
Assembly members Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13F. Approval to join other intervenors in the appeal of the Big Thorn timber sale. This item was added by Assemblymember Decker. You want to go ahead and explain that, or a little bit, or what?
Well, I'll make a motion to approve joining other interveners in the appeal of the Big Thorn timber sale, and to pay an additional $3,000 for this purpose.
No second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
So,
catch your mouth.
I'm sorry. I have a cold. The original lawsuit that we entered as an intervener, we were successful in our position. And in our packet, we have sort of a summary from the manager of the City of Craig and a bunch of background information. But basically, that ruling was in our favor. It's being appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And then there's another email from our attorneys that kind of explain from their perspective why they think that we have a good chance of being successful. And one of the reasons was that their request for an injunction was denied. And you have to meet a pretty high bar there. So anyway, I think we put in $5,000 originally, and the Assembly was concerned at that time about whether we would be asked for additional money, and would want to talk about that at that time. So the time is now, and the amount is $3,000. And I was told by the city manager of Craig that so far to date, the City of Craig, the City of Ketchikan, First Bank, Boyer Towing, Tyler Rental, and Southeast Road Builders have each agreed to $3,000 apiece, and then he expects there'll be four or five more also to join as interveners and pitch in money.
Questions? Discussion?
This was my fear when we initially put this money in. I voted against it then, and I'm going to vote against it now. We're going to be up to $8,000 for a timber sale that's taking place for export logs. These logs, very limited value added in the process. They're going to be shipped overseas where all the value will be added. These pumpkins are gone. And this, I understand this money comes out of a timber fund that we have, but we just had a really great thing happen in the last meeting with Mr. Allen coming in and looking for logs from the city, and those logs are going to stay here. They're going to be processed here. He's going to turn them into little sticks, and that's going to create a lot of jobs in our community. And we're spending more money to support an industry that doesn't have a lot of life left in it, and a lot of infrastructure has gone away. I really would much rather see us hold on to that $3,000 for an innovative project in our own community that involves local labor and building an industry up that takes our resource, we extract it out, and we extract the maximum benefit from each of those trees, and they don't get loaded on a barge and go overseas. I believe that that type of timbering is gone. That's a done deal for Southeast. So it was my fear that we would be hit up for more money. We are, and I'd like to stop it.
Mayor?
Yeah.
I disagree with you as far as the timber industry. I think we still have life, and we still have the resources. It's fallen down and rotten in the woods. However, I do agree with you that when we approved that $5,000, we weren't under the budget crisis that we are now. And for that reason alone, I'm going to vote no, because I don't think we can afford to keep spending on this. But I do think the timber industry has still got future, and I would, like you, I would like to see the local timber people benefit the most. So
I kind of have mixed emotions about coming back to the well every time that, and piecing it along. However, I do believe that this will provide jobs in Southeast. Maybe not as many as if we kept all the logs here, but it's still going to provide jobs in Southeast. And I hate to see that the timber program and these small mills go away if we don't help fight the fight against these frivolous lawsuits. And so I'm hoping that that it will stay around, and I think I'm going to vote to support it.
Well, I have mixed feelings on this, too. It seemed to me, if I remember right, that when it came, this came up at the very beginning, that it, the anticipated $5,000 would be all that it was going to be asked for, the original $5,000. This would cover everything from then on. That was my understanding of it. And now I come back to $3,000. But there is the other issue, too. You know, I mean, if the, let's put it right out there. I'm going to put it right out there. This is a battle between a renewable resource and environmentalists. It's what it is. And environmentalists have been getting their way in for quite some time now. And it seems like the pendulum is starting to swing the other way. And if we don't do something, then that pendulum is going to stop. And what timber industry we have is going to die. That's just my opinion.